Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for the Buckhead Business Radio Show.
And this is actually a special episode for Buckhead Business Radio. Rich Casanova here, your host, alongside Ryan McPherson, our producer, engineer, social media guru. We'll introduce Ryan here in just a moment. But first in the studio, this is like I mentioned, a special episode. We actually did this last year, so it's becoming a tradition. And we have some folks in here from the SBA, the Small Business Administration, and perfect time. It wasn't coincidence. It is actually National Small Business Week, which we'll hear more about in just a moment, the history behind that. And if you're listening and tuning in, the hashtag is NSBW15. And so joining us in the studio is Dr. Robert Yancey. Welcome and good morning to you.
Good morning and thanks for inviting me.
And what part of the country are you originally from?
My home is Tifton, Georgia.
So oh, okay.
I'm just a couple hundred miles south of Atlanta.
Local boy then, yeah.
That's correct.
Right. How long in Atlanta?
I'm sorry. I grew up in Atlanta. I came to Morehouse College when I was 16.
Oh, wow.
And I've been here more or less since that time.
You started college when you were 16?
Yes, I started college when I was 16.
Wow. I was feeling pretty good about myself until now. All right. So welcome to the show. And you'll be chatting with us about?
I'll be talking about SCORE.
Okay.
SCORE is a 50-year-old affiliate of the Small Business Administration.
Okay.
National Outlook, we have 320 chapters and approximately 11,000 volunteers.
And the premise is kind of mentoring seniors or seasoned business executives and folks would help out the up-and-comings?
Precisely.
Okay.
We have seasoned business executives, CEO types, manager types, and more recently, not quite so seasoned, the people who are more contemporary in terms of their facility with technology, social media, and those kinds of things.
Nice.
But we're all volunteers, and we provide our services all free.
Well, we appreciate you being here this morning. We'll be interviewing and hearing more about SCORE and yourself in just a moment. Also joining us in the studio is Terry Dennison from the SBA. Good morning, Terry.
Hello.
I should say welcome back to the studio.
Yes, right? It's been about a year.
Yeah. It's about that time of the year again. And what's your role with the SBA, briefly?
I'm the Georgia District Director.
Okay. And you'll be chatting to us today about?
Well, basically about small business in Georgia and our recent Georgia Small Business Week.
Okay, nice.
Award ceremony.
Yeah, we definitely want to hear about the awards. And also in the studio, welcome back, Cassius. How are you this morning?
Doing pretty good, Rich. Glad to be back here.
And Cassius Butts, in your title in...
Yeah, I'm regional administrator, SBA, right here in Atlanta is home. We have the 8 states, Region 4, Florida, Georgia, South Carolina, North Carolina, Kentucky, Mississippi.
And not Hawaii or Cuba?
Not now. Nope.
Cuba's be the southeast, right? Yeah.
Yeah, that's another jurisdiction.
Slightly, yeah.
This is considered the SEC of the South.
Okay, see, I didn't go to college when I was 16, so yeah, I'm still learning what's the U.S. and what's not, yeah. All right, so welcome to the show. Let's do the formalities now with Ryan's going to introduce our guest, and we'll get underway here.
First, I'd like to introduce Mr. Cassius F. Butts. He has over 20 years of experience in government, business, and public administration endeavors. Prior to joining the SBA, Cassius was employed as one of the 3 chiefs of the real estate-owned division with the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development, where he began a career as Presidential Management Fellow in 2002. Appointed by President Barack Obama in 2011, he is responsible for the delivery of SBA programs in Atlanta, Alabama, Florida, Georgia, Kentucky, Mississippi, North Carolina, South Carolina, and Tennessee. During his appointment, Cassius has managed oversight of 3 record-breaking years for the SBA lending in Region 4. Nearly $15 billion in SBA-backed loans were awarded to small businesses within the aforementioned 8 states. Welcome, Mr. Cassius F. Butts.
So does that include Cartersville, too, or no?
You know, it does. You know, it's right down the road from us.
Cassius is dude, you need to learn a little more about geography. Maybe go back to class.
Right.
No, I'm just giving you a hard time.
That's all right.
So 15, I thought last time you were here was like 8 or 9 billion.
And look how much we've grown.
Wow.
Yeah, we've grown. We've done some pretty cool things in the last couple of years, but it has not been without a team effort. I'm definitely proud, even for what we've accomplished this past year, and you're here, Terry Dennison, our district director, talk about that. But what we're really celebrating this week, Rich, is Small Business Week. This is National Small Business Week. For the last 52 years, the president has declared this week as National Small Business Week to honor many of the folks who are the aspiring entrepreneurs who add to this ecosystem of entrepreneurship in this country. Yeah.
Yeah, and JFK started that, right?
Well, actually, you know, it was... It was actually a little bit before him. But he made it savvy.
Okay, yeah. He made it hip, whatever.
He brought it
to the forefront, yeah.
But each year we have a theme, and the theme this year is Dream Big, Start Small. And so we kicked it off actually yesterday in Boca Raton with Administrator Contreras Suite at the office of Office Depot,
their
headquarters. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's pretty neat.
I thought you said Boca Raton.
Yeah, they're in.
I thought their headquarters was here in Atlanta.
No, that's the other depot.
What'd you say? The Home Depot.
Yeah, that's the other depot.
Okay. Never mind.
But I should just
stick to the notes here, probably. Yeah.
But it was great. We had a great time. We stream live, but we just honored the entrepreneurs, and we're actually glad to have Dr. Yancey here today. You'll be hearing from him as well. He's actually the founder of which is now Kennesaw School of Business. They were a Southern Polytech back then, but he's the founding dean.
Wow.
Yeah.
This guy's got it going on. I can't wait to continue the conversation.
Start at 16.
With Robert. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Okay. So for those folks that may not be familiar with SBA, right? Give us what's your elevator pitch?
So
Cassius, what do you do?
So, I help to add opportunities in what we call 3 C's. That's access to capital, contracting, counseling opportunities, as well as disaster. Whenever there's a natural disaster, the president declares that area. FEMA is the first agency that helps that area. SBA is the first agency that helps the business community get back on its feet. But we provide, really, I like to say, dreams, and we help them to come true. We give them directions by relying on our resource partners, such as which the SCORE is representing here today, our women business centers, our small business development centers, as well as our procurement technical assistance center. So our district office, which is located just downtown Atlanta, has been doing a phenomenal job. Like I said, you're going to hear some great things from Terry talking about all the entrepreneurs we've helped to reach this $1 billion in loans to small businesses this past fiscal year. I think, is that right, Terry? It's about $1.1 billion, give or take?
Yeah, give or take.
Give or take, yeah. Something like that.
Mostly so, given, but yeah.
Yeah.
Just in, when's your fiscal year? The calendar year, or was it?
So it just ended. Okay. Yeah, just ended. But we're going to start back up this year coming up. The best part about that, Rich, is that people think, where do I go for help? If I want to start my company, if I'm a small business, where do you go? We want you to come to us. Come to SBA. We'll help you with mentoring. We'll connect you with our resource partners. We'll help you with access to capital, our 504 product, our 7A product, which has been huge. And this is what really is making the economy grow. Over 98% of the economy runs off of small business. And we like to think we play a little bit of part of that.
I'd say so, whatever, yeah. I'd say a big part. So kind of walk us through, we talk about small businesses. Is there are there some parameters? When is a small business no longer small, medium, too big, is corporate conglomerates?
Sure.
But also a two-part question here. So if they are in that wheelhouse of a small business, based on, you know, some general guidelines or, you know, factors, at what points should they, you know, contact y'all, and what... I know we can't get into all the minutiae from A to Z.
Yeah.
But what's kind of a typical, if someone approaches you, what's the process they might go through?
Yeah, I always ask folks, if you're looking to start a small business, to come to us first for counseling.
Okay.
So we can try to direct you in what type of loan you're looking to take out, and also to try to help you with your business plan. And so it depends on the your code in which you operate your business, whether you're a franchise looking to start a franchise such as any one of the food chains. I wouldn't say not to name any particular one. Right. But what if you're looking to start off as having a transportation company or a manufacturing company? We'll provide you with direction of our financial institutions that use our products and features. We'll walk you through the process. We'll also direct you to make certain that you have a business plan. And so you're going to hear a couple of different options about the business plans that are available. And last but not least, you know, we also have access to contracting opportunities with the federal government. This is the first time in 8 years, Rich, that the federal government had reached its goal of making certain that small businesses receive federal contracts. So it was not just the big guys.
Right, exactly.
But we've reached that 23% mark for the first time in 8 years. And so we like to think that we're heading in the right direction.
Yeah, well, kudos. That's great news. So talk about franchises. We just launched a franchise business radio here in the studio. Yeah. And so are you saying... for someone that wants to take their business to the franchise level or somebody looking to purchase a franchise?
Well, both.
Really? If they're just looking to buy an existing franchise and buy in?
That's right. That's right.
They can consult with you all. You all can give them the mentoring and direct them for funding. And
see, you can look, and you start at 16 too. You can exactly. absorb all this in. You got it.
Well, I just feel like I'm smarter being in the room with you all, whatever. Yeah, it is through osmosis at least, whatever. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's I wouldn't thought about that, because I'm just thinking, like, if you're just launching your own startup business from ground one.
No, no.
What about expanding a current business?
And I'm glad you mentioned that, because even if you're a seasoned entrepreneur, if you're a seasoned business owner, sometimes you may want to change the way that you do business. You may want to increase your territory.
Sure, yeah.
And so you may need to have the access to capital. We have also, if you're looking to export, we're huge on trade and export these days. And so we have an Export Express product. If you're looking to send your product across seas or import them, we have a product specifically for you. So there's really no area that we have not been accustomed to and reaching out to.
We may have to bring you. We have a new show concept, Atlanta International Radio. We may have to bring you back for that one. Yeah,
yeah. And we have a trade specialist, Sandros, who is actually located here. He's in Atlanta.
Really?
He's in Atlanta and works a lot with Terry. But I think that you will be pleasantly surprised. That's why we're here today, so your listeners can learn all about this.
It is crazy how much, we just kind of maybe take it for granted. It's not crazy because world's busiest airport. We're a global international city. 38 international chambers of commerce. We have the French consulate right out our window right here. So,
so
let's go back to the National Small Business Week. So, talk to us. Why do you feel it's important to celebrate or dedicate a week for this?
Sure. So what was important is to really go back to this number, and I really want to focus on this number for a moment. When you think about it, Rich, in a big grand scheme of things, over 98% of our economy runs off of small business. And so that's huge. That means that folks like you, folks who are the suppliers who deliver services to the mall across the street, all those are small businesses. And so we are making certain that they're being honored. This week, again, is Dream Big, Start Small. Our hashtag is Dream Small Biz. We are hosting events in 9 district offices in the Southeast. Again, we kicked it off in Boca yesterday. Right. The administrator is in Los Angeles today. She's in San Antonio.
Wow.
Terry's old neck of the woods coming the next day in New York and ended up in Washington, D.C., where we're going to announce our national winners. And so we're just really proud to talk about honoring the entrepreneurs. And that's why we're glad to have Terry here today and Dr. Yancey here today. They're the ones who are really the unsung heroes.
Right, right. Yeah. And we're going to jump into conversations with them as well. So, you're going to be all those places this week, then, or
you know what? I'm going to be in all those places and more by Twitter.
Exactly. Nice. Yeah. Leverage. Right. Yeah,
there you go. Yeah. Follow us through SBA Southeast. We are really acknowledging everyone who plays a part of this whole week, and it's huge. I tell you, Rich, people are being more and more encouraged. You see the signs go up. You hear the social media aspect and people talking about it. And I think at the end of the day, you'll realize that the more and more when people hear about how they can add to become an entrepreneur, they'll chime in. They'll make a difference. We're excited about it.
Okay, great. Well, stick around. We're going to do some open panel discussion as well. We want to kind of jump in and chat with some of our other guests in the studio. So tell our listeners one more time, what's the best way online to kind of find out about
what's going on? You can go to SBA.gov, and you can also visit us here in Georgia at SBA. Actually, at the district office. Their phone number is 404-331-0100.
All right. Very.
I almost came out my personal cell. I had to think about it.
Yeah, nice. Yeah. That's what we call a pause for effect in radio, because somebody's writing it down. Yeah. Well, Cassius, pleasure again, once again, having you here. And
Thank you, Rich.
We're going to continue the conversation.
Absolutely.
But up next, Ryan, who else we have joining us in the studio?
At this time, we'd like to welcome Ms. Terry Dennison. She is the Georgia District Director of the U.S. Small Business Administration, in this role since May of 2002. She is responsible for overseeing the delivery of the SBA's programs and resources throughout Georgia. As Georgia District Director, Terry has received honors from the Atlanta Business League, Georgia Hispanic Chamber of Commerce, Georgia Micro Enterprise Network, Greater Atlanta Economic Alliance, Atlanta Business Chronicle, and Who's Who in Black Atlanta. Please welcome Ms. Terry Dennison.
Wow. Once again, impressive. Welcome back to the show. Terry, how are you this morning?
I'm doing well.
Okay. So We talked about the U.S. economy and the support in small business, what, 98%? But talk about Georgia's economy. What's the impact of small business and y'all's role here in Georgia?
Oh, the impact of small business is definitely felt here in the state. We have over 962 million small businesses employing over 1.5 million people, or that's about two-fifths of the state's private sector employees.
Right.
Most of the growth that we've experienced last year, we had increased small businesses created over 40,500 new jobs. And interestingly enough, most of that growth came from businesses with four or fewer employees.
Wow. 40,000 new jobs with companies as small as four or five. Wow. I mean, it's a ripple effect, right?
Yes, just, definitely.
Okay. So talk to us. We kind of tease a little bit about these awards and ceremonies going on. Give us a little more insight on the goings on there.
Sure. There is a slate of awards. There's two awards that actually can go up to the national level, and that is the Small Business Person of the Year.
Okay.
And then the Small Exporter of the Year.
Okay.
In addition, we have some local awards that recognize other types of small businesses and also what we call champions, those that support and advocate on behalf of various components of the small mm-hmm. business community. For instance, in terms of small businesses, the Entrepreneurial Success Award, which is actually a business that used to be small but has grown to the point where they're no longer small,
okay.
or the Young Entrepreneur of the Year.
Right. And have those already been, some of those announced? Can we announce some of the names, whatever? And is it region by region, state by state? I mean, how is it kind of broken down? Or they, because they can advance then to the national level,
yes.
right?
The Small Business Person of the Year
right.
and the Small Exporter of the Year can go up to the regional level.
Right.
And then among the 10 regional winners would come the Small Business Person of the Year and the Small Exporter of the Year.
And you just
nationally.
Had some. You just had some winners recently, right?
Yes, we had a luncheon last.
And who are some of those folks, or what type of businesses?
Oh wow! Well, the Young Entrepreneur of the Year, the company is iSchool.
What's it called?
iSchool.
iSchool,
which is very interesting. It's the idea of trying to promote technology in education.
Right.
And it started out as a nonprofit.
Okay.
But because of the demand and some of the other needs that came forth, they actually created a for-profit
nice.
Version. So yeah. it was a very interesting story because it tells you that things can morph.
Right.
You think they're going to be one thing, but as the marketplace comes forth with specific needs, you have to adjust accordingly, and sometimes that means adjusting your business model.
Yeah, yeah. So talk to us about the nomination process and how can individuals, you know, participate?
Well, actually, we start the nomination process probably in October, mm-hmm. November timeframe.
Okay.
It's posted on the SBA national website.
Okay.
And on the Georgia website, our local awards, the criteria is published there as well. Also, if you're on our email list,
right.
you will get that information as well.
Okay.
The nomination process for the national awards usually wrap up in early January,
right, yeah.
and then it goes from there with local, you know, or state
competition, and
yes,
and they have
regional
and
then national
judges. But it's not like a Shark Tank or a reality show; they don't get kicked off the island or anything, or
not quite that. And then, as far as the local awards, and some of those, for example, for us would be like the Family-Owned Business of the Year,
okay.
or the Financial Services Champion, or the Minority Small Business Champion. Small business media.
Media, so we can compete then? Is that what you
yes,
said?
Yes, really? Yes, yes.
Oh, man.
Basically, right. goes to a media person or outlet that promotes small business and advocates for small business.
Well, hello. We're Atlanta's only pro-business, unabashedly pro-business radio talk show. I want to thank everyone that voted for us. Or is it too early or late? I guess I missed it, huh?
And the thing is...
Next year.
And the thing is to keep in mind, while it's great to have others nominate you,
yeah.
you can nominate yourself.
Yeah, well, amen to that, yeah. So where's the form? Let's go ahead and fill out the paperwork right now. Hold on, y'all. I'm going to fill out some paperwork real quick, yeah. All right, so Terry, so that's kind of the – and then your role here for the local perspective, right? So what's your day in the life look like when outside of National Small Business Week?
Oh, wow. My day.
Doesn't sound like a vacation. She opens with, oh, wow. You want to hear it for real? You want to hear this?
Yeah. Well, there's no such thing as a typical day. Yeah. It can be going out, meeting with small business organizations, stakeholders.
Okay.
Participating on panels, doing interviews.
All right.
And then it's also a matter of the administration, you know, kind of keeping things going so that we can deliver our products and services.
Okay. Well, and just we're going to keep reminding our listeners during National Small Business Week. So, Terry, give a shout out to, or do they still say that, Ryan, anymore? They do? Okay.
Yeah.
So, what's the best way for folks to find out about National Small Business Week and your region here?
Sure. You can go to SBA.gov, do the shortcut /GA for Georgia, okay. And that takes you to the Georgia Small Business Administration's website.
Nice. Okay, so Terry, stick around. We'll have some more follow-up questions here as well. And I just want to remind our listeners, you're listening to Buckhead Business Radio X in a special episode featuring folks in from the SBA, the Small Business Administration, and National Small Business Week. And Ryan, who's up next?
Thank you, Rich. Up next, we have Dr. Robert Yancey. He is the chairman of the Atlanta chapter of SCORE, a National Small Business Assistance volunteer organization. He was founding dean of the School of Management at Southern Polytechnic State University and partner in several small business startups. He was recently named Minority Small Business Advocate of the Year 2015 by the SBA. Welcome, Dr. Robert Yancey.
All right. Doctor, welcome to this back to the show.
Well, thank you. I'm enjoying the show. I'm enjoying the dialogue between the other people here. And
just remind our listeners, you started college at 11, or is it 12?
Yeah, I started college at 16.
That's crazy. And so SCORE. So we talked about SBA, Small Business Administration. What is SCORE? What does that stand for?
Well, SCORE originally was an acronym for Service Corps of Retired Executives.
Finally, we got an answer to that. Yeah, we asked somebody a while back, and everybody, that's been a big mystery. Yeah. Okay, so, but it's kind of like Terry was saying, others, it's kind of morphed into beyond that, right?
Yeah, we've morphed it a little bit, and the people in the rest of the headquarters don't like for me to talk about that because we don't want our potential clients to think of us as a bunch of old people who are obsolete in terms of our access and knowledge of technologies.
But to me, that's kind of what a mentoring is about, right?
Yeah, but precisely. I don't understand what they don't understand about that. They say, oh, gosh, you guys are old. I say, well, you know, the Bible is 2,000 years old. Everybody still reads it every Sunday.
They just call it more, like mentoring something, L-R-O-R-E.
I like that. I like that. We may look into that. Yeah, but the idea is that we have experience. We have run businesses, and we have run very large operations in businesses. We have education and training and background in the field. So when someone comes in and needs information, assistance in developing or growing their businesses, we have sufficient experience and background to be able to give them feedback that's going to be constructive.
Well, to me, it's completely logical, makes sense. I mean, many generations ago, that's the way families and cultures existed, right? And some still do to this day, but it was all kind of like several generations under one roof or within the same neighborhood, and you could have access to that wealth of knowledge and pass down that wisdom.
Yeah, we had wise men.
Right,
And wise women, I should say.
Yeah, yeah.
Who can share wisdom, and this is what we do. We are volunteers.
Right.
We have had successful careers.
Yep.
And we want to share. We think that if we volunteer our time to assist people who want to start businesses or want to grow businesses, then that's our way of contributing and giving back. And at the same time, we support the economy and grow the economy.
Well, then that's where somebody helped you and others along the way as well, right? So it's just returning the favor.
I mean, precisely. Playing it forward.
Yeah, yeah. I heard a quote recently that said, never look down on someone you're not willing to help up.
That's a good quote.
Right?
I like that.
I may steal that. Yeah. Never look down on someone unless you're willing to help them up. But meanwhile, okay, so SCORE, we have kind of a general idea there. And so folks that y'all serve, what range of types of individuals or businesses?
We will assist any kind of business. Most of the businesses, of course, that we see are for-profits, but we also work with not-for-profits.
Sure.
Our objective is to help them help themselves. So someone comes in, and incidentally, SCORE, for practical purposes, can be thought of as the retail division of the Small Business Administration.
Okay.
So when people come into SBA, the right. district office for assistance, very frequently they are referred to us because we provide one-on-one free confidential mentoring and counseling for the our clients.
Well, you answered my next question, cost. What kind of cost are we looking at here?
Free. Let me say that again. Did I say free?
Right, exactly. And no decimal points or anything on free, right?
No decimal points.
Nice. So what's the scope and the reach of y'all's organization?
We are national, as I said. We have 320-plus chapters nationwide. We have 11,000 volunteers nationwide.
Wow.
In Atlanta, we have 90 active volunteers at the present time serving 15 branches of the Atlanta office.
And you may have mentioned, but when did they charter or become an organization?
SCORE is celebrating its 51st year. Yes.
Oh, wow.
Last year was our 50th year. We had a year of celebration, and now I have to recondition myself to right. say 51 because right, I'm yeah. so accustomed from saying 50.
Oh, the big 50, yeah. Okay, so... do you have any metrics? Everybody's always interested in analytics or whatever, and you know, monitoring the effectiveness of the mentoring process.
Yeah, one of the things that we the SCORE National does is contract with PricewaterhouseCoopers, a national accounting
oh, really?
Firm, to survey our clients
wow.
to try and see if how effective we may have been. So here are some numbers that may be interesting to you.
Okay,
hit me with them. In 2014, nationwide. The clients we mentored, 56,079 started new businesses and created 47,187 new jobs
wow.
according to that survey. In Atlanta alone, yeah. we were instrumental in the formation of 1,575 new businesses
Jeez.
And the creation of 1,206 new jobs.
Wow.
So we've...
All volunteer. I mean, no national funding and... budgets, whatever, or to that point, I got the volunteer. Obviously, is not a cost, but yeah, what's your business model as far as how do y'all, you know, continue the work that you're doing?
Well, we have a partnership with the federal government,
okay.
so we are responsible for generating about 75% of our operating budget, and about 25% comes from an appropriation from Congress.
Oh, that's a good number, yeah. So, how would folks get involved? I mean, some of our listeners that are business executives. Either wanting to give back or at the retirement point or want a mentor?
I'm so glad you asked that question, Rich. We need to solicit more
right.
volunteers.
Okay.
So if someone is interested in becoming a SCORE volunteer, you know, we would ask you to commit to spending perhaps a day a week, one day per week, you know, sitting with our clients and working with them. Or you may want to present once a month, perhaps a workshop on your area of expertise.
Oh, okay.
You can go to our website, atlanta.score.org.
Okay.
And there's a tab at the top of the page that says become a volunteer. Just click that tab and you'll...
Now, what are some of the criteria? Who makes for a good mentor?
A good mentor is someone who has succeeded as an entrepreneur. Someone who has succeeded in a senior management position in a large business
right.
where you may have run a division or run a department for a period of time, or who has the time and the interest to give back.
Okay. So it's kind of like the Big Sister, Big Brother program for a business. Though, right?
It's very similar. It's yeah. all about someone who, through experience or training or education, has acquired the knowledge and the instincts
yeah.
to be successful in business, who are willing to share.
And you kind of hit on that word, the instincts. I mean, it's just like going through a graduate program and so forth, and especially if you're just you know, new into business, you can have all the principles in mind. You can have completed all the course studies, right? But once you get out there in the real world, reality, and you have customer issues or employee issues or challenges, or like we talked about the other folks about expanding your business, who do you kind of turn to, right? Somebody that's, and then if you're really smart as a new up and coming entrepreneur, you can realize that, hey, I could reduce the learning curve, right?
Absolutely. And we do have people who are more seasoned, who have greater instincts, but we also have people who are less experienced, but who are more current. So we can
yeah.
pick a young person out of graduate school
okay.
With a degree who can teach our clients about social media.
So they don't all have to be retired necessarily.
They don't have to be retired. Some of our volunteers are not retired. Okay. Some are partially retired. Some retired early because they were very successful in business. And some are still working. They come to us a few hours a week and they spend the rest of their time working.
Yeah. I mean, I love the whole idea. And you probably have stated it best about the SCORE and your mission and how it all works. And most folks I've talked to about SCORE. So job well done. And so stick around. We have another guest here joining us in the studio, and then we'll maybe open it up for some additional questions and conversation. So Ryan, tell us who's next.
We have Sandy Headley. She is with Access to Capital for Entrepreneurs, Inc., small business lender with business advisory services. Sandy has been with ACE since 2007. While at ACE, Sandy grew its portfolio from $2 million to $28 million, thus creating or saving nearly 4,000 jobs. She helped develop multiple ACE financial products, implemented credit reporting for loans, and expanded ACE's services to the Atlanta area. Welcome, Sandy Headley.
Thank you.
All right, welcome to the show, Sandy. So you're not with the hardware store then, huh?
No, I'm not Sandy with the friendly hardware store.
Nice, yeah. Okay, lean a little closer to the microphone if you would. And so from $2 million to $28 million, wow.
Yeah.
Is there any leftovers you brought with you? Or is
that, yeah, we have plenty more to go.
Oh, really?
Okay. Absolutely. We're on a roll.
So Ace, give us a little backstory, maybe about yourself as well. Where are you originally from, and what were you doing in a former life, and what brought you here?
Okay, well, I'm born and raised in Florida.
Okay, what part?
From Cocoa Beach.
Oh, a lot of family down that way, yeah.
Do ya? Yeah. We'll have to talk afterwards.
All right.
And I went to University of Central Florida, got my education there, and moved up here in 2006, and will never go back. Right. Georgia is my home, and I'm happy to be here, and I am retired from SunTrust Bank.
Okay.
I spent 20 years with them doing... I was their testifying witness in court and then switched to small business.
Wow.
And then at that point was in mortgage financing part of the time, met our CEO and founder, and we connected right off the bat and realized that I'd served my time in banking and now it was time to help those that weren't easy to help and to make a difference.
20 years at SunTrust, you said?
Mm-hmm.
What do you, start when you were seven or something?
Five.
I can't believe you're like 20 years here. Wow. Okay, so Ace, talk to us about that, the backstory of Ace and what it stands for, access to, like you said, capital for entrepreneurs. But when did it, what's its origins?
Well, we made our first loan in 2000.
Wow.
In July of 2000, and we had a small fund from Appalachian Regional Commission for $35,000. And so we made our first loan in July of 2000, and since then we've climbed up to 28 million.
Wow.
And I mean, we've made almost over 500 loans.
500 loans in what period of time since its inception?
Through 14. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's right. And so we started as a microfinance lender.
Okay.
As Terry knows well, she's been with us the whole time, I think, Terry. And then in 2011, we started doing a little bit larger loans because as the economy turned, we noticed that there was a need for like $50,000 to $150,000 in loan needs that weren't being fulfilled, but the banks weren't able to
A big gap
provide.
There.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So what's y'all's mission then? I mean, what's the big picture?
So the big picture is actually to provide community economic development to underserved people and communities. So we're a nonprofit, and we provide loans and business development service together.
Okay.
We work very closely with SCORE and with the SBDCs because that's who we send our clients to get their business plans.
Okay.
And so what we our goal and our mission is to help them grow and to become sustainable, whether they're a startup or whether they're an existing company that wants to grow.
So you're a nonprofit?
Correct.
That's it. So what's your business model in a nutshell then? So folks reach out to these folks and contact you, or who's typically the first point of contact?
Well, typically the first point of contact would be me for the lending side.
Right.
We do a lot of presentations, so sometimes it's our business development officer. We have a loan officer for our loans 50,000 and below, and then over 50. Our CEO does a lot of presenting, so it kind of depends on who the contact is with the people that they come in touch with. But they reach out to us for loan services.
Okay. And So talk to us about some of the programs that people may or may not be familiar with.
Sure, sure. So our main program is business loans.
Okay.
And we have developed and expanded our programs over the years. So we also provide the business advisory services, which I told you about.
Right.
And then we, as of the end of last year, we are now operating the SBA Women's Business Center in Atlanta.
Oh, wow.
Which is funded in part by the SBA, and it's a new partnership.
Yeah, look at this.
Yes.
Nice. Where is that located? Or tell us a little bit more about that.
Well, right now we just opened a new location in Norcross, okay, right next to the SCORE office.
Wow. Okay.
And then we are also hoping to have an office in Atlanta this year also.
And what's the mission there?
Well, to provide assistance to all entrepreneurs, women and minorities. I mean, women and Latinos is our focus.
Okay.
But we will serve all entrepreneurs.
But this center, I thought, was just primarily for women entrepreneurs.
That is the focus. That is the target market. Absolutely. Yes.
Okay. So you kind of mentioned your track record. What's on the horizon? And we'll kind of open it up here because I'm trying to, for our listeners, maybe to kind of get an idea. If we just took, you know, Bob, and he wants to start Bob's bakery business, kind of walk us through collectively, you know, that process. But, you know, what's on the horizon for y'all, or what's next, I guess?
Well, we're looking forward to expanding the Women's Business Center. That's a very big movement for us. We also have our WISE program, which is Women Investing in Successful Entrepreneurs.
Okay, I'm glad you were going to, that was an acronym. I'm like,
right.
We have to be really smart people.
No.
We'll put you over here, and then if you're wise, we'll put you over in this box. Yeah, nice.
Not that simple.
Okay,
yeah. Yeah, so that's a program that we've developed that's for women in business that have been established for at least 2 years and have had tremendous increase in revenues and have high potential.
That's an interesting, because we do talk a lot about startups, especially here in Atlanta, and out the window we have Atlanta Tech Village, and it's just like there's so much conversation and happening about new startups, but you're talking about an existing business, a minimum of 2 years?
And that's for our WISE program,
right,
our Women Investing in Successful Entrepreneurs. Yes, okay. that's the start of it. Eventually, we will phase in startups, but that's the focus of our WISE program at this point.
Sure. Now, this may be more for the open panel, but you mentioned the word investors, and is there someone, this is obviously all, you know, funding from these different entities, but do investors ever come into play here if they say, you know, I'm looking to invest in a company, or do you kind of help coach them? I guess we'll hold off on that question. That may be more of a SCORE question. But so how do folks find about y'all's organization?
Sure. So we serve, just to give you an idea of the area we cover, cover the upper 68 counties of Atlanta. Our focus is Atlanta. I'm sorry, the upper 68 counties of Georgia.
Okay, yeah.
Our focus is Atlanta.
I didn't know there
were
68 counties in Atlanta.
I think there's only 27, right?
In Atlanta, yeah.
So we cover Atlanta and North Georgia, the upper 68 counties. And if you want to get in touch with us, if you want to apply for a loan, if you want to see client accolades, if you want to see how our funding sources come about, any of that, you can go to our website at www.aceloans.org.
Okay. Perfect. And then y'all, where's your office here in Atlanta?
Well, we have an office right now in Norcross.
Okay.
And then we have our main back offices in Cleveland, which is where our founder is from.
There you go, yeah.
And then this year we will have an Atlanta office.
Oh, nice.
So stay tuned.
All right, yeah, we'll have you back for that one, yeah. I think she just reinvited herself, yeah, back to the program, yeah. Nicely done.
Well, and we'll vote you in for that award at that next one.
Yeah, because I feel a little awkward voting myself, but if that's what it takes.
No, we'll nominate you.
Okay, appreciate that, yeah. All right. So, Sandy, pleasure having you here in the studio and learning about your role in the whole mix here. So let's kind of open it up to a little panel discussion here, if you will. So if there's actually, Ryan had a great question for y'all we were talking about before the show. So, Ryan, you had something in mind.
Well, as our listeners know, that I'm an Army veteran, and I'm always supporting militaries and transitioning into the business world. So my question, I guess, would be for Terry, or anyone else can kind of chime in, is that the support that the veterans get from the Small Business Association, or Administration, excuse me, and how would they get involved or find out more information about that?
Yes, well, thanks for saying administration. We get a little tested about, yeah, right, right. about
a little flinch, but he corrected himself.
Yes,
right
he
there
did. On the yes, yeah. he did. Actually, there's a couple ways, very important ways, that we support veterans. For those who are in the process of processing out of the service, we have an initiative that's a few years old called Boots to Business, and it's located at the various military installations around the state and around the country. It's a two-day program to really introduce the idea of entrepreneurship, what's involved, to help those who are leaving service to decide whether maybe that's the route they want to take as opposed to trying to enter the conventional job market. In terms of financing, we have a guarantee program called Veterans Advantage, which covers loans up to $350,000. It's a guaranteed loan program, but what's particularly good about this is that there are fees attached to our guarantee. Think of it as a user fee. But with the Veterans Advantage, those fees are waived for up to $350. And then for loans up to $500, it's halved. So it makes the transaction cheaper for the veteran.
I think probably the coaching is probably and the counseling probably one of the best services, because if you've been in the service as a federal employee for a number of years, it's a very foreign idea. It sounds very exciting and very romantic to get into having my own business, calling my own shots, but it's not quite that, you know, easy, that transition. So that's probably, I would think, instrumental.
Yeah, let me add, in that regard, the Atlanta chapter of SCORE actually extends as far south as Macon.
Okay.
And this week, we open a Warner Robins branch.
Oh, wow.
For the express purpose of serving veterans who are affiliated with the Warner Robins Air Force Base down around Macon.
Okay. Yeah, that's interesting, because I imagine many business folks have been in the military at one point or another. So by default, as a veteran, they can share, you know, both sides of that experience with an up-and-coming business owner that's coming, or a potential business owner coming out of the military.
That's correct. We have people who are volunteers, who are veterans, and
right.
former veterans, who are veterans.
Yeah.
I guess it's the same thing.
Yeah.
But again, even if you're not a veteran, you can
assist
someone who wants to buy
sure.
a franchise or start a business or grow a business. So we've got a mix of people in the area who are interested and who are resourceful, who can be of assistance. And
we're
very proud of the fact that we finally are able to get some activity going down in the Warner Robins area, because that's been on my agenda since I became chairman a year and a half ago.
Well, you made it happen. I mean, it took them 50 years, and now you, in the first year, you made it happen, year 51. I do have kind of a general question for everyone, but feel free if you have some notes or you want to continue the conversation, points you made earlier. It's just open forum at this point in our remaining minutes here. So, but my thought is we've talked about, you know, helping a business and starting and moving forward and advancing. What about counseling or mentoring or for resources for businesses that are struggling and having challenges?
Well, I can tell you that our business development services are from A to Z, and we're very proactive post loan. And that's also, you know, the SBA is very focused on that, because 75% of our time needs to be put to post activity on these loans. And that's very important. So we work very, very tightly with our customers, and we do one-on-one counseling. We have somebody specifically that does one-on-one counseling with our clients so that we can stay in touch and help them. And it's basically to help them, again, to help them grow and become sustainable.
Right, right.
Yeah. And then that way, if they do have a problem, we're going to be the first ones they come to, and we're going to work through it. We're going to make it happen.
Before it gets too far along.
That's correct.
Yeah, Cassius, along that point, if you've, you know, looking at 15... is that billion?
With a B.
Yeah.
That's
13
right.
billion. What's the accountability built into? I mean, what's your obligation as a regional person representing the government, and as far as our tax dollars and those businesses that it sounds, you know, it could be perceived. I know it's not, but it could be perceived like, well, dang, I want to start a business. I'll go get some free money, whatever, from Cassius. He's handing out cash. Cassius.
I'm at the coin that, Rich.
Yeah.
But, you know, and you made a really good point. And even to Sandy's point, coming from Central Florida, finishing high school there, how it used to be. I used to be working for our federal government at U.S. Department of HUD for almost 8 years, almost 10 years. Like Terry, we are both presidential management fellows. I say that to say that we have covered a lot of area and just working and government, but we're representing really the taxpayers and citizens of this country. So I like to say that to take out the government stigma, I became a presidential management fellow during the Bush administration. Okay. We achieved a lot during that time at HUD, and we are now achieving a lot during this administration at SBA. Here's the difference. When you ask to your question, in terms of $15 billion, one of the things that we wanted to focus on more and more these last several years, the way we were able to achieve this $15 billion,
staggering,
has never been done before in history. We come together and said, we want to make sure that you're reaching out to our resource partners, making sure that they are included at the decision time a person thinks about starting a business. So you just don't go out and get the loan.
Right.
You get some counseling first. Yeah. You get some guidance. You get some directions. You get some mentoring. And you have folks who've been in the game for 20-plus years who started out when they were 8.
Right.
You know? And you got some folks in the game who started out really smart when they were 16, finishing college at 18.
Yeah. Right. Right, exactly. Yeah. Right.
And you ask them to come to the table. And this is how it's been happening. And I have to say, I'm very proud when the time comes for me to walk into the sunset that we have had an inclusive team. And that's how I believe that we're going to continue to achieve in this economy, is making sure that everyone has a role to play. And that just means show up. When you show up, we have the resources that can be given to you at no cost.
Yeah, that's amazing. And yeah, that's a good point, because it's a lot of times we get this government, you know, us versus them. But
right.
we're all the government. We're all American citizens and civilians. It's our government, right?
And if you don't pay your taxes, you'll be reminded.
Yeah, exactly. Real quick. Yeah. But that's the thing is, but so when we say, you know, it's our taxpayer money.
That's right.
And so you guys are, you know, obviously not just giving out cash, but people that are then coming and looking for that funding. But here's the beauty of it. Like you said, 98% of small business, or what did you say?
98% of our economy is run off of small business.
Right.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. When you really look at who has the true power in this country, it's the small business owners.
Big time.
It's the folks that many people count out, and that's why we have to wrap our arms around them.
Oh, big time.
And so we're very proud of what the district is doing. They have helped to counsel almost 14,000 folks. I mean, Terry, is it 14,000? How many folks you guys counseled this past year? It was a huge number.
Or trained.
Yeah. Trained.
District office training.
So when you come into the district office, you know, Terry, tell them about the programs they can learn about, the franchise.
Like the process. Like if Bob comes in and wants to start his franchise.
Yeah.
Well, depending on the nature of the inquiry, we will refer them off to our resource partners. But several years ago, we were getting requests for very specific type of training, or we want something that goes a little more in detail in certain subjects.
Right.
So we actually offer some training there at the district office, like how to put together the loan application or how to start a specific type of business.
Right.
As opposed to a general training on how to start a business.
And the business plan, because everybody understands the value of it, but it's a little bit of a mystique, whatever. What's the components and the moving parts of a business plan, right? I mean, it's just amazing. There are so many things that we contribute to taxpayers that we don't take advantage of.
That's right.
Right?
Yeah. And actually, if you go on the SBA website, SBA.gov, there's actually templates to help you get started with putting together the business plan. Then you can complete that, take it to one of our counseling resources, and then you've already have a head start because you're presenting them with a document from which you can build.
Kind of at least a final question for me. I know Ryan has a couple of questions and maybe from our panel as well, but this may or may not be a fair question because it's quite a wide range, but is there any kind of like a window of time frame when a person says, you know, knocks on your door or rings your phone until they then be able to hang up their shingle and they're in business? I mean, what's a range?
Let me speak about SCORE. About one third of our clients are people who are thinking about starting a business.
Right, yeah. Thinking, yeah.
Yeah. And about one third are people who have just started their businesses.
Okay.
And then the other third is of people who have been around for several years.
Right.
So we will provide services to people across the spectrum, from thinking about starting up to I've been in business for 10 years and I'm thinking about expanding, what do I do next? So we are a full service organization and we provide full service to various businesses in various stages.
But from concept to, you know, first customer, it could be 6 months or a couple of years, right?
No, I'm glad you said that. Yeah. Because that's not right.
Okay.
No. See, this is where
well, I'm asking a question.
No. We're learning together. No.
Yeah, yeah.
Because that's the thought that most folks may think that it may take like forever.
Right.
And this is not your mother or father's SBA. It's like I'm gonna point that one too.
Right. So yeah.
So it's the misconception is that it takes forever. And be honest with you, at some point in time, it did take that long.
Sure. Yeah.
But we've got we have some new products that are coming out soon.
Okay.
SBA 1 is like your TurboTax of loan documentation.
Nice.
So when the financial institutions say, hey, we have an SBA product. This product, SBA 1, is going to put all your documents on one in one chamber in one place.
Wow.
So there's no back and forth. It cuts down on processing time. It basically allows you to get cash into your hands a lot faster. The other thing is that if you come in prepared,
right?
Prepared meaning that you may come talk to Sandy, you may come to Dr. Yancey, you may come and talk to Terry and her folks. And if you're prepared and you're ready to go to the financial institution, that cuts down on a whole lot of back and forth.
Oh, big time, yeah.
So that's why we're really encouraging, again, how we reach these numbers, Rich, is because we have had kind of like, we've huddled up.
It's a well-oiled machine, it sounds like, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I wanted to add something there, too. The SBA has really brought on a lot of great products that has helped reach out to a lot more customers. I think they've listened, they've acted, and these programs are really working. And recently you created the SBA Link.
Yes.
And I can't tell you the volume that we see because of that. Mm-hmm. And SBA website is always our number one referring source. Mm-hmm. So it's an integral part. They're listening, they're acting, and they're making it happen, and that's making the numbers soar. The SBA Community Advantage was opened up to entities like us, CDFIs, that's been a phenomenal opportunity also.
And just to add with that, what Link is, it's a matchmaking for lenders. So when you look to apply for a loan, it puts you all together. It's a matchmaker for the borrowers. And actually, I'm being corrected. See, I can learn too still, Rich. But it's a matchmaker for the borrower. So you actually have choices. And that's all we really want is for people to have choices. Yeah. And the financial institutions really appreciate that, just being in that position where they're lending again. And so, you know, we're headed into the right direction.
All right, this is Ryan here again with another question. Want to ask about the events that are going on this week for National Small Business Week and what may be on the horizon as well coming up this summer or later on the year. Do you guys have expos or any sort of any things where people can attend and learn more face-to-face from you guys or the SCORE, Dr. Yancey, either department there?
So I'll just mention what we're having from National Small Business Week, and I'll let Terry and Dr. Yancey jump in. And Sandy, what we're doing, and I mentioned a little bit earlier, is that the tour begins this week. You know, it's the week where we recognize all the entrepreneurs in the country. In over 52, I mean, for the last 52 years, we've been doing this. And so now, today, we're in Los Angeles kicking off the Administrative Contreras Suite, San Antonio, New York, and we're ending it in Washington, D.C. You can always go to sba.gov/NSBW, and that's where you can find all of the events that are taking place in those respective states. But since we're here in Georgia, I want to kind of pass the ball over to Terry and let you know that, no, also, when you do this, it's live, too. So when you go into these different opportunities to listen in, it's live. And so that's a really good thing.
Yeah, of course, like I mentioned, we did have our Small Business Week Awards luncheon last week, but we are participating in several events this week that others are hosting. For example, on Friday, Congressman Hank Johnson is doing a big procurement event around contracting, and our office will be participating in that. And then I think there's a couple other things going on today and tomorrow as well. Like I said, go to sba.gov/GA for Georgia District Office to see what's going on. I would like to take this opportunity just to make a brief mention about a couple of our other resources, because people think of us as startup only or pre-venture. For people on the other end of the spectrum, we offer a couple things. For example, Small Business Investment Company Program, which provides equity finance or investment capital for companies that are later stage in their past. You know, they're pretty well leveraged as far as debt financing. That is something that we offer. And then for research and development, something that a lot of small businesses don't think is within their purview, there is a conduit for that, and that's our Small Business Innovation Research Program, SBIR program. And then go to the SBA website for that information. We are sponsoring nationally the Accelerator Challenge program. It's a $50,000 grant that will go to, I think, 38 different states. Awards being made to for-profit and non-profit accelerators, those entities that provide ongoing technical assistance for those fast growth companies.
We also just mentioned, Terry, also had a, you mentioned some of the winners and things, people who were being honored, but Dr. Yancey was honored last week, Terry, right?
Yes, he was. Yes. He was our Minority Business Champion of the Year.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, all right. Very good.
Thank you for that reminder. And then, of course, a quick shout out to Scott Soesby of Flame Off Coatings in Villa Rica.
That's right.
Who was our Small Business Person of the Year.
Excellent.
That's right.
Shout out to Scott.
Yeah. And Dr. Yancey, anything for the SCORE Atlanta or SCORE nationally coming up that people can get involved with?
Well, I'm afraid that the event I'm going to be attending tomorrow evening, sponsored by UPS, at this point is fully subscribed. But we will be doing a Small Business Week event tomorrow night with the.
Is that the Global Health Summit or was it a different one?
No, no, that's a different one.
Okay,
that's a local local reception. That's going to be held at 110 Marietta Street downtown Atlanta.
Oh, okay,
but this, UPS is sponsoring it. They did it, we did promote it through our Constant Contact database. So and people who are invited to sign up, and of course it's pretty much pretty well subscribed right now, but I'm pretty excited.
I mean, if you're behind it, you're making it happen. Yeah, it's sold out. Yeah, I connected those dots.
So we'll have a bunch of small businesses there, and I'll get a chance to come in and sort of pitch SCORE and tell them why they need us and how we can assist them, and look forward to having them come in and do the counseling. And incidentally, in addition to counseling, we also do workshops and seminars, you know, 2.5-hour, 3-hour seminars for no charge or for a nominal charge.
I mean, that's just an amazing resource. If you're listening and want to kind of branch out on your own, start your own business or expand your business or start up, regardless of age, right?
Regardless.
I mean, there's so many events that you can attend, the training and the seminars, and so you kind of have hands-on and the networking that happens at those type of events, right?
Precisely.
Right. For the Southeast now here, as we kind of wind down, is there any, what's the odds of any of our folks here from the Southeast kind of making it all the way, you know, to the national, as a national winner? Anybody, or any type of companies, or for all states, Cassius, since you're for the whole Southeast, I mean, what's our track record maybe been in the past years, I guess? And if we, is that something that Georgia or the Southeast how many regions are there?
Well, so in Region 4, there are eight
four.
States and 9 district offices.
So there's 9 district offices total for the U.S.?
Yes.
So we're one of 9.
So we're one of nine district offices that we have at SBA. But we nominate, they come from everywhere. I mean, for our South Florida small business, business person of the year was Carol Craig of Craig Technologies. Now, she's in the running for the National Small Business Person of the Year.
That's what I'm interested in, because we want to be able to vote. And can we Twitter, like on what's one of those shows or whatever, the what's the microphone singing show? What's the Voice?
What's that?
Can we do The Voice? You guys should do the SBA next year.
You know what? That's a good idea, Rich. You can come up with that.
Yeah.
Because you'll be in the running next year.
Well, yeah.
Right.
But I feel like my odds are now, I've lost, because it feels like it's, I'm disqualified because of the media and all this announcement and plugging. But no, for next year, allow other people to, I mean, you already have the nomination process online. I'm sorry, Cassius, go ahead.
Well, we do have that. Just to mention two other ones, EMEC Environment Infrastructure. They're also from South Florida, the National Eisenhower Award winner. Right. And this award recognizes large prime contractors that have excelled in their utilization of small businesses as supplier and subcontractors. And as I mentioned earlier, we reached that 23% mark for the first time in 8 years, so we're very proud of that. UT Patel, LLC of Oak Ridge, Tennessee, is also an Eisenhower Award winner. And so we've got several folks who are in the running, but I will tell you this, and I mean this in all sincerity, you know, what you're doing as being Atlanta's only pro-business radio talk show does mean a lot. And it really does. And I'm here to tell you, you do have to mention it and even pump yourself. Terry has already taken the notes. We've already written it down, because the reality is that the only way that people can hear this message is through people like you, who takes the initiative to invite us to the table. And
absolutely.
So we really do appreciate that. Seriously, we really do.
Right back at you, because we just feel like most media leans left or they lean right. Right. We lean business. I mean, what's the point in just making noise and causing headaches and they're just trying to capture a headline and catch somebody off guard? I mean, who wins there, right?
Well, see, I'll give you one more tagline and maybe we can coin this together. Nice. I typically don't look at things at left or right or red to blue, but green access to capital at the right time for the right person is the way this economy is going to continue to run.
Yeah, I love that. It's not we're not red or blue, we're green.
Hey,
yeah. Exactly, yeah. All right, and speaking of green, it's a happy Cinco de Mayo. It'd be better for St. Patrick's Day, but I didn't really have a transition there. Yeah, right. Let's all go out and drink some green beer in honor of
some green tea.
Yeah, there you go. Even better. So what do you guys? Are you gonna be all out all night tonight? Celebrating Cinco de Mayo. That's a no. Okay, so. Here we go.
I'll let the doctor handle that.
We're going to go out celebrating being on Business X Radio.
Nice.
Atlanta's only pro business radio talk show.
I love this guy, man. Our new best friend. Cassius, wow. I love that. I had another thought and it escaped me, but I got so excited in all these accolades here. Right? Tell us again. How people would find out about National Small Business Week, but also when does the actual award ceremony take place for the pinnacle, right?
Yeah, so it's taking place on Friday in Washington, D.C.
This Friday.
Yeah, and it's going to be, you can go to sba.gov/NSBW, and you can go there and you can actually log on to find out the activities that are taking place. Again, we're in Los Angeles, San Antonio. It's going to be live streamed.
That's crazy.
So, Rich, is going to be live streamed. And that's if you go to sba.gov/NSBW, you can live stream and watch it at that same time. So, next year, when you're in and running, right. We can have it on Business Heck Radio at the same time.
So, I got to get a haircut and everything now between now and then. Yeah.
And we can all celebrate together.
Nice, nice. Well, it's been a bit of a party and fun and helping get the good word out to y'all. Appreciate y'all's time here. And Ryan, we've been tweeting it on social media and everything as well, right? So, all right. So we'll see y'all next week. And congratulations to all of the up-and-coming entrepreneurs and the award winners. Stay tuned.